Today's shiur is Masechta Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf. We will begin on Daf Yotes Amud Beis, 5 lines from the bottom. The Gemara in the previous shiur had discussed how many days Adar had, how many days are there in Adar Rishon when we have a leap year, and how many days are there in the Adar Sheni in the leap year. Says the Gemara, Shalach Leil Lamar Mukva, they sent to Mar Ukva the following psak, Oda Samach Nissen Loilam Chasser. The other that's before Nissen is always 29 days. And the Farshim explained the reason was, as we learned earlier in our Masechta, on Purim we begin to learn Hilchos Pesach, Shloshim Yoim Lufnei Achag. 30 days before Pesach, we begin to learn Hilchos Achag, the halachos of Pesach, and therefore Chazal set up the calendar in such a way that there should be 30 days between Purim and Pesach, and the way that was established was by having only 29 days in Adar. The Torah Evan explains the reason Chazal established it this way was that we wanted that everybody should observe. Chazal wanted everyone should observe Pesach in the proper time. And if everybody will know that Adar always has 29 days, they will always know exactly when Pesach comes. The Tosfos asks, if this being the case, that we know that Adar before Nisan is always 29 days, why do we learn in our Mishnah, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, that messengers were sent out to tell them when Rosh Chodesh Nisan was? There's no need. We know it automatically. So Tosfos says that actually is the next question, that's included in the next question that the Gemara will ask. The Baal Amar explains that although our Gemara is teaching us that Adar before Nisan is always 29 days long, we're not certain that everyone is aware of this halacha, and therefore we had to send our messengers to make sure that everybody knew when Rosh Chodesh Nisan is. The Meiri says that part of the Kiddush HaChodesh process, part of the process of declaring the new month, included sending out Shluchim, and therefore even though they knew when Rosh Chodesh Nisan was, whenever there was a month which had a Yontif, part of the process automatically included sending out Eidim. Maser of Nachman, Asr of Nachman on this rule, that Adar before Nisan always has 29 days. Asr of Nachman, something we learned in our Mishnah, it said in our Mishnah, at the end of the Mishnah, Al Shnei Chadoshim Chal on Shabbos, for 2 months of the year, the Edim may be Chal on Shabbos. Al Nisan Val Tishrei, for Nisan and Tishrei. So, ask the Gemara, Iyam Bishlam Zimna Molev Zimna Chasar, if we'll say that sometimes Adar before Nisan has 29 days, and sometimes it has 30 days. That's why we need Edim. We allow the Edim to be Mechal Shabbos to tell us when they saw the new moon, to establish when Rosh Chodesh is. Eli Amrit Loilam Chaser, if we're going to say that Adar before Nisan, we know is for sure going to have 29 days, and my Mechalim, why do we allow the Edim to be Mechal Shabbos? We anyway know for sure when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. Answers the Gemara, Meshun the Mitzvah Kaddish al Re'iyah, that even though we know for sure when Rosh Chodesh will be, still there's a din that the Kaddish Baruch Hu told us, we want you to be Mekaddish the Chodesh, to declare the new Rosh Chodesh based on what the Edim tell us, and that's why we go through the process of having Edim come, even though we know for sure when Rosh Chodesh will be. Says the Sfas Emes, what the Gemara could have automatically asked is, if so, then for every month of the year we should allow Edim to be Mechal Shabbos to tell us they saw the new moon. Why does the Mishnah say this din only by Nisan and Tishrei? Says the Sfas Emes, the question the Gemara will soon ask, in fact, is that question. The Rishonim Tosfos asks that, why is the Gemara asking this question from the end of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says that we're allowed to be that Edim allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to tell us when Rosh Chodesh Nisan is, if we know for sure that other always has 29 days? Why don't we ask from the beginning of the Mishnah? The Gemara could have asked that, why does the Mishnah say that for Chodesh Nisan we send out messengers to tell us when Rosh Chodesh is? Why do we need to send out the messengers? The Gemara should have asked. We know when Rosh Chodesh is. Adar always has 29 days. So Tosfos says the Gemara could have indeed asked that question, but the Gemara didn't ask that question. The Gemara asked another question. And anyway, this psak that the Gemara gives now, that Adar before Nisan is always 29 days, is ultimately refuted. So it doesn't make a difference what's the reason the Gemara, what part of the Mishnah the Gemara ultimately uses to refute it. However, the Baal HaMor says that from the beginning, going back to the Baal HaMor that we quoted earlier, the Eid Shluchim going out to tell us when Rosh Chodesh Nisan was necessary to inform the people that don't know that Adar before Nisan is always 29 days. So there's therefore no question why we sent out messengers to tell everybody when Rosh Chodesh Nisan is. The question is, how do we have a right to be Mechal Shabbos if we know for sure when Rosh Chodesh will be? Tori Evans says, the reason the Gemara did not ask from the beginning of the Mishnah why Shluchim was sent for Chodesh Nisan goes back to something we discussed in the previous year, because those Shluchim were sent not only to inform them when Rosh Chodesh was, but those Shluchim were also sent to inform them if they made the year into Shana Muberes, if they added an Adar or not. That was the purpose of the Shluchim. And therefore the Gemara doesn't ask why they sent Shluchim. They needed to send the Shluchim to let the people know if it was a Shana Muberes or not. But the question, however, the Gemara is, how can we Mechal Shabbos if we know for sure when Rosh Chodesh will be? Ikadamri. There's another version. Rav Nachman Afanana Mitanino, that Rav Nachman wants to say, according to this version, that our Mishnah is in fact a raya that the other before Nisan is always 29 days. Because it said in our Mishnah, Al Shnei Chadosh Mechal Shabbos, for 2 months of the year we're Mechal Shabbos. We allow the Eidim to Mechal Shabbos to tell us they saw the new moon. Al Nisan Val Tishrei, says the Gemara, I'm Bishlam La'olam Chaser. If we can say that Adar is always 29 days, then Adar before Nisan, Mishim Chachim Chalilim. Even though we know for sure how long the month will be, we're Mechal Shabbos, because there's a mitzvah L'Kaddish Al Ariya. There's a mitzvah that even though we know when Rosh Chodesh will be, for to do it based on what Adim tell us. Eli Amrit Zimna Mali Zimna Chaser. If we're going to say that it's not definite how long Adar before Nisan has to be. It could be 29 days long. It could be 30 days long. So the question is, am I Mechal Linen? Why are we Mechal Shabbos to establish Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Na'abre Hidna. Why not just make it a day longer? That means if Rosh Chodesh should have come out on Shabbos, instead of being Mechal Shabbos and making Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos, let's push it off a day and make it on Sunday and avoid Chil Shabbos. So the Gemara's question is, if it has to be on Shabbos, because other before Nisan is always 29 days, fantastic. We have to be Mechal Shabbos because we have no other day which to make Rosh Chodesh. But if Rosh Chodesh Nisan does not have to be the 30th day after Rosh Chodesh Adar, it could be the 31st day, don't be Mechal Shabbos and declare Rosh Chodesh on day 31. Answers the Gemara. If the situation where was when the 30th day was Shabbos, we could say don't be Mechal Shabbos and make Rosh Chodesh Nisan day 31 after Chodesh Nisan. However, the Gemara is dealing with a situation. Shabbos was 31 days after Rosh Chodesh Adar. We know that the Jewish month can only have either 29 or 30 days. So this day, Shabbos, must be Rosh Chodesh, because the next day is already day 32. And since there's a mitzvah L'Kaddish Al-Piriyah, there's a mitzvah to be Mekaddish not just by declaring the month day Rosh Chodesh. We have to have Edom. That's why we allow Edom to be Mechal Shabbos to come. And that's how we'll declare Shabbos, which is day 31 after Rosh Chodesh Adar, to be Rosh Chodesh, and not just do it on an independent, based on an independent declaration. Masif Rav Kahana. Ask Rav Kahana if we're saying that the reason we're allowed, the Edom allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to tell us when Nisan is because there's a mitzvah of Kazera Eva Kadesh, that we have to declare the new moon based on testimony of witnesses. Master of Kahana, Shemigdish Kayim, the Gemara says when the base mitzvah was standing, Mechal Afal Kulon, when Mechal Shabbos for all the months of the year. Netakonis a carbon, because we want to make sure to bring the carbon, which is brought on Rosh Chodesh, on the right day. So, makes the Gemara an observation. Midakulalab Mishun Mitzel Kadesh Alariya. If we're saying that the reason we are Mechal Shabbos when the base mitzvah is standing is to bring the carbon on the right time, and the Mishnah didn't say that the reason we're Mechal Shabbos is because there's a special reason, there's a special need to Mekadosh al Pi Ariya. So it must be that Nisan v'Tishrei, which are no different than any of the other Jewish months, lav mishum the mitzvah Kadosh al Pi Ariya. There is no mitzvah to Mekadosh based on the testimony. So I amrit b'shlam zimna molu zimna chaser. So it will say that other is sometimes molu chaser. So now we can understand why we're Mechal Shabbos. We're not Mechal Shabbos because there's a mitzvah to Mekadosh a period, because if there was such a mitzvah, that mitzvah should apply to every month of the year. It must be the reason we're Mekadosh, the reason we're Mechal Shabbos for Nisan and Tishrei, is because there's a because they could be either 29 or 30 days long, and we want to know when to, and since these are such important months, that are months where the main Yom Tovim take place, we make Chil Shabbos. Eliyam Loyim Chasser. If we're going to say that Adar before Nisan is always 29 days long, Abay Mechalalina, why are we Mechal Shabbos? We should know for sure that it's 29 days and know when Rosh Chodesh is and have no right to be Mechal Shabbos. And we can't say the reason we're Mechal is because we want to be Mekadosh the Chodesh Api Edom, because we already proved that that's not a factor in Halacha. To Yofta, so from here it's actually refuted, and from here we see that the Halacha is that the Adar before Nisan could be either 29 or 30 days long. However, the Pesach can point out that is only in the calendar that they had, which was based on Piriya. So since it was based on Piriya, so it depends when the Edom came, that's when Rosh Chodesh Nisan was declared. But in our calendar, which is based on the calculations, something we'll discuss more about later in the Shir, Chodesh Adar, that's before Nisan, is always 29 days long. Ik ma ki os Ula. When Ula came, Amma of Rula Elul, they made Elul 30 days long. Amma Ula, Yadech Avroi Bavloi, do our colleagues in Bavel know my Tavisa of Dirim Bahadayu? What a wonderful favor we did for them by making Elul an extra day long. And as Tosfos points out, at first glance, it's really not a favor, because by establishing that Elul could be 29 or 30 days long, we will now have to observe Rosh Hashanah for 2 days. Because we don't know which is the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Is it the 30th or 31st day from Rosh Chodesh Elul? Still, says the Gemara, that because of the advantage that the Gemara will soon explain, the Bnei Bavel had by having Elul sometimes made into a Chodesh Mubar, we were willing to have Rosh Hashanah observed 2 days just because of the favor we're doing the Bnei Bavel. My tuvah. So what is the favor? Ula Amma Meshum Yakaya. The favor is because we don't want Shabbos and Yontif to come in 2 consecutive days, because they lived in a world without refrigerators, and if they'll pick the vegetables from before Yontif, they will wilt if we'll have Shabbos and then Yom Kippur, or Yom Kippur and then Shabbos. Ravach Bachanina Amma Meshum Messiah. The concern is because of burying people who we're nifter, we're on Shabbos, the halacha is we're not allowed to bury someone who was nifter, and in Yom Kippur we're not allowed to bury someone who was nifter. So we'll have Yom Kippur on Friday or Sunday. The people, the niftarim, will chas v'sholem decompose by having them out for 2 days, and that's why we manipulate the calendar. We manipulate the calendar that Yom Kippur should never come out on a Friday or Sunday. My benayu, ask the Gemara at the end of our reasoning, whether the reasoning is because you are kayu, or whether the reasoning is Mesayu, we don't have Yom Kippur on Friday or Sunday. What's the practical nafkamina between these two reasons? Answers the Gemara, Ikka benayu, Yom Kippur Mishchal Yosach HaShabbos. If Yom Kippur comes out on Sunday, if the concern is that the Niftarim will chas v'sholem begin to decompose Mabrinon, so we manipulate the calendar, we shouldn't have Yom Kippur on a Sunday. However, if the concern is the vegetables, when do we need the vegetables? Lorta, we can't eat the vegetables on Sunday on Yom Kippur, because on Yom Kippur we're not allowed to eat anyway. Lorta, tarachamaisi. So that's not a reason to manipulate the calendar. What we could do is, we'll cut vegetables, matzoi, Yom Kippur. Ask the Gemara, ulamandam mishum yakayu. According to mandam that said that the concern is about the vegetables. So in the case when Yom Kippur comes out on Sunday, we're not worried about the vegetables. But why, la'avri mishum asayu, why isn't this mandam concerned about the decomposing niftarim? Says the Gemara, l'kvanayu yontim asabach l'shabbos. The question is, when Yontif comes next to Shabbos, whether Yontif is Bein Milfneh, Bein Lechreah, whether Yontif is on Friday and Sunday, Mandam Meshim Yakayu, the Mandam that holds that the concern is the vegetables, Mabrinon, since it's Yontif, we can't pick vegetables on Yontif, we're concerned that the vegetables will decompose, and that's why we manipulate the calendar to separate Yontif from Shabbos. Mandam Meshim Esayu, however, the Mandam that's concerned about the decomposing Niftarim, Efsheba Amimim. Even though our halacha is that on Yom Kippur and on Shabbos, we're not allowed to ask even a goy to bury a Jewish person who passed away, on Yontif, as we learned in Masech Tabeya, we may. So therefore, we're not concerned that the Mason will decompose, because we can make the Kvura through a goy. Ask the Gemara, Olamandam Meshim Esayu. Yes, he no longer has his concern, but why is he not concerned Mishum Yakayu? Why is he not concerned about the vegetables? Answers the Gemara, Efshe B'chamimi. He holds that we could take this way. Rashi explains, we could, even if the vegetables begin to wilt, we could put them into hot water, and that's how we'll restore the freshness. And therefore, we don't have to worry about the vegetables. The Rebbeinu Chananel explains that if we, what the Gemara means is, if we cook the vegetables before Yontif, that will preserve them and they won't get spoiled over Yontif. Ihachi, ask the Gemara, Maishnol Didon, when the Gemara said that we manipulate the calendar, we did a favor for the Bnei Bavel. Ask the Gemara, it's not only a favor for the Bnei Bavel, it's a favor even for the Bnei Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Lididon, Chavalon Alma. The Bavel is a very humid climate. And therefore there's a concern that the Niftarim will decompose, the vegetables will wilt. Lididhu, but in Eretz Yisrael, L'chavalo Alma, it's more of a, there's a wind there. So there's no concern for decomposing of the vegetables or the Niftarim, and therefore we would not have to manipulate the calendar, we only do it for the Bnei Bavel. And therefore, there's a rule that we know of Loy Adu Rosh. Rosh Hashanah can't come out on a Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. Wednesday and Friday it can't come out, because if Rosh Hashanah is on Wednesday, Yom Kippur will be on Friday. And if Rosh Hashanah is on Friday, Yom Kippur will be on Sunday. And as the Gemara just explained, we don't want Yom Kippur to be on a Friday or a Sunday. The reason Rosh Hashanah in the Jewish calendar doesn't come out on a Sunday is because if Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah will be on Sunday, Hoshana Rabbah will be on Shabbos, and they will not be allowed to take the Ravos that were taken to Shul on Hashanah Rabbah. So therefore, Chazal manipulated the calendar that Rosh Hashanah cannot come out on Sunday. In fact, the Mefarshim point out, apparently, this minig that they used to take the Arovis on Hashanah Rabbah was not in existence at the beginning of the day's Chazal. Because Al Gemara only discusses a concern of Yom Kippur coming out on Friday and Sunday. It doesn't discuss the concern of Hashanah Rabbah coming out on Shabbos. Apparently this minig of taking Arovis came later, or this, at least the concern that we should not abolish this minig, would not miss this minig, came along later. Any, ask the Gemara, is this true that we can manipulate a month? Vatani Rabbi Bashmul, Yochik Shem Shema Arbis Hashanah L'Tzorich. Just like the halacha is, we can make a year into a leap year for good reason. And it's interesting, Machloikus Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi quotes the Gemara Masech the Sanhedrin, that the Gemara says there are three reasons why we make a year leap year. Oviv, that we want Pesach to come in the spring. Tekufa, and we see that the winter, Pesach comes out during the winter season. Paris Elan, we're concerned that the fruit isn't ripe on time. So it seems from Rashi, point out to Mefarshim, that only for these three reasons may we be Ma'abra as Hashanah. The Rambam seems to feel that these three reasons are established from Sukkim the Torah. But if Bezdin saw any legitimate reason to make the year into a leap year, they'll have to make the year into a leap year. So, says the Braisa, so too we can make the month longer. It has to be based on a new moon. Manipulation may not take place. Amar of Kasha, Amar Rava. So here we see that we're not allowed to manipulate, and we learned in the previous Gemara that we are allowed to manipulate. And it says the Gemara Lakasha, Kala Abroi. To make a month, which should have been 29 days, 30 days, we may. To make a month, which was supposed to be 30 days, 29 days, we may not. And this is the way to understand the Braisa. Just like we can make the year into a leap year, add a month. And we can add a day to the month. We can add a month to the year, and a day to the month when necessary. One with thing, kach mekachin as a chodesh l'tzarech. We can also eliminate a day from the month when necessary. Tamaloy ma chodesh azelochem kezer eva kadesh. That we may not do, and the month has to be. If the month is supposed to be 30 days, we can't make it 29 days. V'kiha d'amar Rabbi Shulman Levi. Ma'ayman ala edim, we can intimidate witnesses ala chodesh nir bezman ala abroi, that even though the month should have only had 29 days, we can intimidate the witnesses and make them not be sure that they indeed saw the new moon, and by therefore making the month longer, having 30 days. However, ve'ayman ala edim, we cannot intimidate witnesses ala chodesh loy nir bezman ala kachoy, that if the month should be really 30 days long, that we should intimidate the witnesses that it should only be 29. So the Rishonim ask to intimidate witnesses that said that the month is 29 days, that they saw the new moon, and then start intimidating them until they retract and say perhaps we didn't see it. That we could understand how it could be accomplished. But if Adam didn't see a new moon, how could we intimidate them to say that they did see a new moon? So the Rishonim seem to explain that Al Gemara is referring to situations where Adam actually came and said that they saw a new moon. But now they're starting to rethink, did they indeed see a new moon? Maybe it was only a cloud, maybe it was something else. Normally, we would not accept such witnesses. However, here, because we would want to manipulate the month that it should only have 29 days, we should tell them, yes, say what you're saying and accept what they're saying. That's what Rabbi Shulman Levi says. We don't accept and we don't allow the witnesses we don't do that. Ask the Stipler, how can we even think of accepting testimony which we know is not true? Doesn't the Torah say Lefsana Bereyecha Etshaker, that we're not allowed to accept false testimony? Says the Stipler, beautiful Torah. He says, what shot that we're not allowed to accept false testimony? Beis Din is sitting, and they have witnesses, and witnesses are telling them something. They believe that the witnesses are saying the truth, and the witnesses are lying. We have a lav of Leisanim Bariacha Eid Shaker. Here, the issue is not that they're, so to speak, fooling Beis Din. We know that Beis Din knows that they're lying. It's Beis Din that wants them to say this. Under such circumstances, there is no lav of Leisanim Bariacha Eid Shaker, says the stipler. Any asked the Gemara, is this true that we never allow witnesses to say that the month is shorter? For Sholach le Rabbi Yehuda Nesila Rav Ami, have you heard him? Shall Yol Yom Moshe Rav Yochanan Hayim Lamdenu. Rav Yochanan used to teach us, may Ayman al Edom, we could intimidate the witnesses, ala Chodesh loy nir bezman al Kachoy. That even though it's not, they did not yet see the new moon, even though the month is, should be 30 days long, they did not see the new moon, they could say it. So here we see that we do intimidate witnesses to say that the month is shorter than it should have been. Amrabai loy kasha, habin nisan and tishrei, during nisan and tishrei, because of the yom tovim, we can manipulate more and tell the Edom to say that they saw the moon on the 29th day, Habishai Yarchi, and the other months of the year where there isn't that concern, we don't have the Yom Tovim that we need to manipulate the calendar so much, we don't allow the Edom to do this. Rav Amma, Rav says, Hadatani Rabbi Shmuel, this what Rabbi Shmuel taught us, Acherim Hi, this Rabbi Shmuel that said that we do not manipulate the month, not for making it longer or shorter, is going according to Acherim. The Tanya Acherim Oimrim, Ein Bein Atzeres Latzeres, there's no difference between this year's Shavuos and next year's Shavuos. If you want to know when next year's Shavuos will be, Ela Arba Yom Levad, 4 days. If it's a leap year, Chamisha, there are 5 days. So Rashi helps us understand the Gemara. According to the Acherim, Jewish year is divided into 6 months that have 30 days and 6 months that have 29 days. Because as the Chayim explained, the month, and we're going to learn this soon, Mitzvah, has the Jewish month, the lunar month, is 29 and a half days long. However, we cannot have a month that's 29 and a half days. That's why we have certain months, 6 months of the year are 30 days and 6 months of the year are 29 days. And by there, and every month follows a pattern. One month, 30 days, next month, 29 days. So according to the Acherim, there is no manipulation of the months, because the months are always pre-established, 29, 30, 29, 30. How do we know that the Acherim do that? So explains the Gemara. If the year is divided with 6 months of 29 days and 6 months of 30 days, the year will be 354 days long. If we have a year of 354 days, 350 is divisible by 7, which represents 50 weeks, 7 divided into 350 divided by 7, and the 4 days remaining are the 4 days between one year Yontif, when Yontif is, to the next year where Yontif is. Continued Acherim to tell us that if there's a leap year, and a leap year, as we learned earlier in the Shir today, adds an other of 29 days, 28 of those 29 days equal another 4 weeks, and we have one remainder. We add that one to the 4 remainder we had before, and that's why there will be 5 days in between this year when a Yontav is, when Moshul Shavuos, and next year. Rav Dimi Min Ador Masna Ipcha. He learns just the opposite. May Ayman Ala Edim Ala Chodesh Loi Nira Bezman Ala Kachoy. We can make a new month on the 30th day. But if the new month is supposed to be on the 29th day, if the previous month was supposed to be only 29 days, we can't make it 30 days. That means, he says, a month that was supposed to be 30 days, we can make 29, but a month that was supposed to be only 29, we cannot make 30. Why? My Tama. Chai Mechsik Shikra. Chai Le Mechsik Shikra. Explain the Rishonim. If the new moon was seen that the 30th day should be Rosh Chodesh, the new moon was seen on day 30, and Adam saw it. So just like these Adam saw the new moon, many people might have seen that new moon. And if we then don't go and declare that day Rosh Chodesh, people will say, what's going on here? It's a new moon. It was a new month. Why isn't today Rosh Chodesh? But if on the other hand, the new moon was indeed not seen till day 31. But Beis Din will go and say that day 30 is already the first day of the new month. People won't have a question. They'll say, we didn't see the new moon. That doesn't mean that the new moon wasn't sighted anywhere. So since it won't look like something wrong was done, that is acceptable. So he says just the opposite. We can make a month shorter than it's supposed to be, but we can't make a month longer than it's supposed to be. The Gemara now begins to discuss how we could be Mekadesh, how we could use calculations to figure out when the Moilid, when the new moon is seen. We find the Torah says, the Medrash says, that there were three areas of halacha which Moshe Rabbeinu had difficulty understanding. One was how to make the menorah. The next was Shemana Shrotzim, which Shrotzim Atomei. And the third is the concept of the Moilid. When, how do we determine when the new moon is? As Mefarshim explained, the first two, we could understand why Moshe had difficulty understanding. He had never seen a menorah before, so how is he supposed to know how to make a menorah? He had never seen a sheretz before. How is he supposed to know how, which sheretz is Tamei, which sheretz is Tar? But don't we see the new moon? Don't we see a moon all the time? What was Moshe Rabbeinu's difficulty? The difficulty was to understand the calculations that our Gemara will now teach us. Amishmu, Yechelna L'saknik Kula Goyla. All of Golas, where we already learned in our Mishnah, Edom cannot reach, we could still rely and on the calculations that the Gemara will now teach us to show us when is Rosh Chodesh. And there's a machlokes between the Chazon Ish and the Brisker Rav how to understand Shmuel's statement. According to the Chazon Ish, what Shmuel was indeed saying, that in areas in the Goyla where the Shluchim cannot arrive, we can rely on the calculations. Other Rishonim, the Brisker Rav disagrees, and the Brisker Rav says that when Beis HaMidrash Kayim, when the Beis HaMidrash was standing, calculations cannot be used. The Gemara here is referring to after the Beis HaMidrash was destroyed, then the calculations are used, as our present calendar actually is set up to tell us when is Rosh Chodesh. Others want to say that they could use the calculation in Golas, not that they could completely rely on the calculations that the Brisker Rav teaches us, when there's a base of understanding, we have to rely on Edom, but they could use the calculations to help them understand that probably that was the day that was declared Rosh Chodesh, but not that they could rely on them fully. There's also Machlokes Brisker Rav and Chazon Ish, the rules that we're going to learn in our Gemara now, what was exactly given on Har Sinai. The Brisker Rav seems to learn that everything that we're going to learn in the Gemara, all the various details, were given B'Sinai. Chazon Ish seems to say that what was said B'Sinai was that there is a way of calculating when the Moilev, when the new moon comes, but not all the details. So Amalei Avud Rav Shmuloi L'Shmuel. Yodamai Haimilsa D'Tanya B'Soyd Iber. Do you know one of the halachas that said regarding Soyd Iber? Soyd Iber means the secret of the Iber. Why is the Iber called secret? So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is that as we're going to begin to learn now Gemara, the statements made in the Gemara are very cryptic, very short statements that we need to work to understand. So it's called Soy to Iber. Another pshat that I saw is that as long as the Beis HaMidrash was standing, as we just explained, they were Mekadesh HaChodesh a P. Edom, and as we also finished learning, the Gemara taught us that many times Beis Din manipulated the month, that even though it should have been declared Rosh Chodesh, they didn't declare Rosh Chodesh for various reasons that we learned on an Aleph, Yerkayu, Messiah, different reasons. So they kept this calculation of knowing when the new month should be soid as a secret, in order that people should not become too familiar and then have questions on Beis Din. Why didn't you declare it yet Rosh Chodesh? Or how did you already declare it Rosh Chodesh? It doesn't seem to coordinate with the calculation that we made. So there's a calculation in this Soyde Iber, there's a statement of Noilet Koidim Chetzois or Noilet Achetzois. It makes a difference when the new moon is born. It was before Chatzos or after Chatzos. He says, do you know what this means? Amalei loy. He doesn't. Says, I don't know. Amalei. So he said to him, Hidl ha lo yodamar. If you can't explain this statement, ikem milach rinesoy to lo yodamar. It must be there are other statements you can't make. You don't understand the rest of the Soyde Iber either. Because as the Mefarshim, as Rashi explains, the month, the moon, travels around the earth in a cycle every month of approximately 29 and a half days. At the beginning of the new moon, at the Moilid, it's invisible. Because at that point, the moon is in a spat that's between the sun and the earth. So the part that's facing the earth is covered by the shade of the earth. And the part that's facing the sun is covered by the strong shine of the sun. So at the beginning of the new month, the moon is invisible. The moon then begins to take a track around the world, going from east to west. And as the moon starts to travel away from the sun, it becomes more and more visible. Until the middle of the month, it's completely visible because there is no sun at all that the moon is facing. The moon is on the other side of the earth, between the earth and the sun. So there's no problem with the sun. And it's also, the earth is not, the other side of the moon is not being covered by the shade of the earth, and therefore the moon is completely visible. And then the moon continues to take a track around the world on the west side until it comes back to the original spot, to the spot of the Moilid. Says Reb Zeira, Shalchuhu, they sent the following message from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Tzorach shei laila v'yom menachodesh. The night and the following day have to be part of the same month. Meaning that if at night, let's say it's the night of the 30th of the month, we still have the new moon, the old moon, even though if during that day we'll have a new moon coming out, since that day began, because the Jewish day begins at night, since that day began with the old moon still being sighted, it's no longer able to be considered that day Rosh Chodesh. And therefore day 30 will not be the first of the new month. Rather, day 31 will be the first of the new month. Tzorach shei laila v'yom menachodesh. The new Rosh Chodesh has to have that. The new moon has to already been visible at the beginning of the night. V'zu she'ama abba avud reb smloi mechashvin es toldoisai. We try to calculate when is the moilid. Noilid koidim chatzois. If the moilid was before midday, then we will still be able to see the new moon before the Shkia. But if the new moon was not visible before Chatzos, that new moon will not be visible that day. Explain Rashi. Everywhere in the world, for the last 6 hours of the old moon's existence, and for the first 6 hours of the new moon's existence, no matter where you are, you will not be able to see that moon. So the Gemara is teaching us, says Rashi, that if the new moon is only going to come up after Chatzos, that, and there's 6 hours in Nisan and in Tishrei, from Chatzos to the Shkia, we will not be able to see the new moon. And as the Gemara says, L'mai nafkamina, Amar Rav Ashi Lachushi Sadi. If Adam came and said that if we make a calculation that the Moilid was after Chatzos, and Adam come and tell us that they saw the new moon before the Shkia, we know that they can't be telling us the truth, and we should not accept the testimony. Because the first 6 hours of the new moon, it cannot be seen. And that's what the Gemara is teaching us. Number one, that the Gemara is teaching us a din, that if the old moon was visible at night, that day can no longer be Rosh Chodesh. And the second that the Gemara is teaching us is that the 6 hours, there's a minimum of 6 hours from when the new moon emerges until when it's visible. And if there are Edim that say different than that, we know that they're not telling us the truth. Actually, the Pais can point out that even in our calendar, where we're not relying on Edim telling us that they saw the new moon, we have a calendar that's based on calculations, there is an afkamina to know when the new moon or old moon is shown. Because the minig is that the first day of Rosh Hashanah is always on the day of the Moilid of Chodesh Tishrei. However, if the Moilid of Chodesh Tishrei is after Chatzos, then it's considered an old moon, and we, even though that day does have the Moilid, that day will not be declared as Aleph Tishrei, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, because a moilid that only happens after Chatzos will not be visible, as we finished explaining, on that day at all, and we won't declare that day the first day of Rosh Hashanah, even though it's the day of the Moilid of Chodesh Tishrei. Amar Rav Zeir, Amar Rav Nachman, continues the Gemara. Esrim va'ab shoa michsi sahara. For 24 hours, the moon is invisible. And as we just explained, 12 of those 24 hours, it makes no difference where in the world you are. It's invisible. The last 6 hours of the old moon, the first 6 hours of the new moon, it's invisible. The question is, the other 12 hours, when it says the Gemara, according to Rashi's explanation of the Gemara, it depends where you are to understand if that will be invisible. Lididon, Shis Matika, Vitamni Mesar Mechadita. The people in Bavel, it's invisible 6 hours of the old moon and 18 hours of the new moon. Lididhu, to the people in Eretz Yisrael, Shis Mechadita, 6 hours of the new moon are not visible, Vitamni Sarmatika, and 18 hours of the old moon. And again, says the Gemara, L'may Nafkamina, what's the difference? Amar Rav Ashi L'chushi Sadi. That means, if in Bavel, the Gemara is teaching us, and we'll explain in a moment what this means, that for the first 18 hours, the new moon is not visible. If somebody in Bavel will come and say that he saw the new moon within the first 18 hours after the Moilid, we know it can't be true. Because in Bavel, given that it's on the west side, it's not visible for the first 18 hours. And that's a Yisrael, it's only not visible for the first 6 hours after the Moilid. Because this goes back to something we discussed at the beginning of this sugya. We said that the moon, at the beginning of the month, travels on the east side until it comes to midpoint of the month, and then it starts traveling on the west side. We also said a moment ago that Eretz Yisrael is on the east side and Bavel is on the west side. The explanation of the Gemara is follows. The moon at the beginning of the month comes up right below the sun, so it's not visible. But when this moon sets at the beginning of the month, the sun sets before the moon. And if the sun sets before the moon, and it's setting on the east side, because we said that the moon starts on the east side, it is somewhat visible if you're on the east side. At the end of the month, it's just the opposite. The moon rises above the sun, and it sets below the sun. So, and that's on the west side. So therefore, at the end of the month, it's more visible or longer visible on the west side, Bavel, than in Etzral, which is on the east side. And that's why the Gemara is telling us at the beginning of the month, the moon is visible only after 6 hours in Etzral, but it takes 18 hours in Bavel on the west side. Amma Mar, so this continues the Gemara, we learned in the Brisa, Tzarek Shei Laila V'yayim Menachadish, that in order to be considered the first day of Rosh Chodesh, you have to have that the old, that the new moon was visible at the beginning of the night. That means if the old moon was still visible at the night of the 30th, that day can no longer be declared the first day of the new month. Menalon, Rav Yochanan Amar Erev Erev. The pasuk says by Yom Kippur from evening to evening. That means from evening it already has to be the new moon. The new moon. Shlokesh Amar Adyoyim Achayish Ve'Esrim V'Chodesh Be'Erev. The pasuk regarding the Karban Pesach says you shall eat matzahs until on the 21st day of the month in the evening. Ask the Gemara Maivanai, what's the difference which pasuk we use to teach us this din? There is no real practical difference. The difference is only which pasuk Chazal chose to use to teach us this din. Rava machal tzoyis lail ikbenayu. If we learn, says Rava, from Me'erev Me'erev, that means from the beginning of the night, that's when the new moon has to be in effect. If the old moon is in effect at the beginning of the night, that day can no longer be Rosh Chodesh. But according, if we learn from the Pasuk of Pesach, there's a difference between the matzahs that are eaten the first night of Pesach till Chatzos, and the matzahs that are eaten after Chatzos. The first night matzahs that are eaten till Chatzos are really a continuation of the Korban Pesach that was brought on Erev Pesach. The rest of Pesach, there is no chiv to eat matzah. It's only forbidden to eat chametz. This pasuk, which is telling us, which is speaking about the rest of Pesach, it talks till the 21st day of Nisan, is only speaking about from chatzos of the first night and on. So according to this pasuk, as long as the old moon is no longer visible before Chatzos, that day can still be considered Rosh Chodesh, even though at the beginning of the night the old moon might have still been visible, because this pasuk seems to teach us that the defining moment is Chatzos, not the beginning of the night. And in fact, the Mefarshim point out, from here we see, we notice Machlokes of Elazar ben Azariah and Akiva, until when we could eat the matzah Pesach by night. From here it seems that Zariah, that we could only eat till Chatzos, because that this Gemara is using the pasuk to teach us there's a difference between the matzahs that are eaten before Chatzos and the matzahs that are eaten after Chatzos. The matzahs eaten before Chatzos are the matzah that were mekayim the mitzvah of eating the Korban Pesach with matzah.